now. Superstar. I shine bright and shed light from afar. 93 million miles to be explicit. 8 light minutes if you're planning a visit. See, I'm the big daddy in this here system. My turn to burn, so keep on listening. I give light when all around is dark. Your choice gets sparked or hot, my remark. Decade is now. Decade is now. Decade is now. Check it out while I burn your skull. I'm burning up now. Decade is now. Decade is now. Decade is now. Check it out while I burn your skull. I'm burning up now.
Come one, come all. Hear this story, try to understand. The greatest power known to man. Am I a nuclear bomb, you ask? I'm better, I'll make that look like a firecracker. Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. How can you claim I ain't God, my friend? My atomic magnitude is explosive. I can keep a planet in motion or roast it.
Decade is now.
Meet the world. Etters in de ether. 20 jaar vrije radio. Dit is Radio Sleep Out. Dinsdag en woensdag van 6 tot 8. 101.8 op de kabel.
Radio Sleep Out 6 met vanavond de toestand in het voormalig Joegoslavië, Radio Mokum en vanavond hier in de Sleep-In, Henk Koorn van Hallo Venray Place, Pierre Kartner. En wie is Pierre Kartner?
Nou, luister maar. Heel Nederland weet dat jullie prachtig kunnen zingen, Buffies, en natuurlijk ook alle kinderen. Maar jullie hebben ook een eigen orkestje. En dat laten we nou eens fijn horen aan jullie allemaal, kinderen. Daar heb je de bas al. De bas is onmisbaar. En bij zo'n orkest hoort een piano. Piano! 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 Hé, daar is hij al. Wat klinkt die mooi. En bij een goed orkest voor natuurlijk de gitaar. Let op. En wat goed orkest. En wat orkest. En
Zo spreekt de ARA op het Piazza Tito in Koper, Slovenië, de speelgoed ARA. De meeste van ons zijn arm, maar gelukkig in onze onafhankelijkheid, zegt de perfect Duits sprekende ARA in het pension waar we de nacht doorbrengen in Irlistra Bistrica. Maar in het voormalig Joegoslavië was iedereen arm. Ach, die onafhankelijkheid. Het zal erop neerkomen dat we onderhorig worden aan Duitsland, Oostenrijk, Amerika en Japan. Maar van Servië zijn we in ieder geval af. Servië is een paniekland. Ze zagen de bodem onder hun voeten verpulveren en wilden de anderen in hun val meeslepen. Ze vechten met wapens die voor 70%, voor 7% door Slovenië en voor 25% door Kroatië zijn betaald. Buitenlandse kredieten, die ook Slovenië, Kroatië en Bosnië toekomen, zijn in Cyprus bevroren, staan op naam van Servië. Met hun militair materieel kunnen de Serviërs nog 4 jaar vooruit. We zijn geen deel meer van Zuid-Servië. Maar wat als een krankzinnige Servische bevelhebber een afstandsraket op Ljubljana afvuurt? Zo spreekt de volksmond, de Slovenische Ara. Een geheel eigen lied zingt Monika Skaberne, medewerkster van Scooch Forum, een organisatie die zich bezighoudt met de verspreiding van subcultuur in Ljubljana. We spreken met Monika en ook met haar vriend Tony Skranjec na het concert van Trespassers W op 25 juni 1992, de eerste viering van de Slovenische onafhankelijkheid.
Once more in Ljubljana, now after the concert with Monika, on Independence Day. It's 1 year independence now in Slovenia. Has anything changed for the better?
Not to the better. In fact, nothing changed into the better. What do it change? In fact, nothing. It changed that a lot of things which the last 3 years of the communist regime, when it was quite strong civil movement for the civil rights, the civil state, and we tried and we did quite a lot of exchanges, you know, to better. And the exchange is that a lot of things which are better the last 3 years, now they are prohibited, now they are forbidden, or they started or they try to make them forbidden. For example, abortion, it was completely legal for several years, but 1 year ago it was a great movement against abortion, you know. They said that nobody can said that woman can make abortion because the child is the only one, and it was a great discussion when the life starts on from the beginning and when is the beginning, etc., etc. The other thing which is also worse than it was is that, for example, culture society from Ljubljana, from the Ljubljana, that means Ljubljana city, and culture society from from the state, from Slovenia. We get we get some money for alternative movements, for I don't know, all kind of artists, bands, exhibitions, theaters, but now they almost quit to give money for such culture events, you know. Only well-known or established or state culture is supported by the culture society. Other cultures, subcultures, we don't get any money from the culture society. That's the second thing which is quite important in my opinion.
And what about the economics, the standard of living?
It's much worse than it was 3 years and 2 years and 1 year ago. For example, 3 years ago I didn't have so much existential problems like do I have now. But now it is so that I have to live from day to day, you know. Today I have money, tomorrow I won't have money, and it's from day to day. And not only me, for example, there are a lot of people which live much worse than I do. For example, I have a kid, and he goes to school, and he just told me that half of his school friends, they cannot afford themselves, the parents cannot afford to their children the supper in the school, you know, yeah. and the breakfast in the school, because it's too expensive, and that means that the children are without food till 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know.
Yeah.
And there are several such things, you know. I know one girl who has a kid, you know, and she's a teacher, but she don't have money to pay electricity, and that means that she don't have electricity anymore, because they take away the electricity because she didn't pay the electricity, etc., etc.
Yeah.
And every day it's quite hard to live, yeah.
Yeah. Only lately there has been a change in government. Was that an improvement?
I beg your pardon?
There was a change in the government. You got a new prime minister.
Yeah, I can say so. That worse that it was, it cannot be, because
no.
This Lojze Peterleh, he is our ex-government.
Yeah.
He's from a clerical party,
yeah.
The leader of clerical party.
Yeah.
And his way of meaning and the things which he wanted to bring into the politics, or it's too much.
Yeah.
Now it's better. Yeah, of
course.
Is
he liberal?
Now he's a liberal. Yeah, because he's a member of a liberal party. And this liberal party has a quite strong history, because this liberal party, it's a youth party, in fact, a student party. And then when there were elections, they changed from the youth party, which was not able to be elected. They change into real party, so they change the name, and so they can be elected, you know.
Yeah.
Let's say this student party, no? And he was also in Yugoslav parliament, Drnovšek, now our new president. I don't know if it's good or it's not good that he was in Yugoslav parliament, but
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you get any support from foreign countries?
Yeah, I think so, because our ex-president, Mr. Peterleh, he worked quite hard to get support from Austria and from Germany. For example, he went several times to Austria and to Germany, and he said, "Ah, please, we are so poor, you know, and we are so... we need some money," and I think that he get quite some money from Austria and from Germany.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Are you trying to imitate Austria and Germany?
Me personally, completely not.
No, but Slovenia in general?
Yeah, it was such tendencies, you know, especially when Mr. Peterleh was our government.
Yeah.
I think that Austria, it must be his way of life or way of behavior, etc., etc., you know. But I think that our new president, he like West, but I'm sure that he is not an addict to Austrian way of life.
No. You have a rather a big problem at the moment with the refugees. Where do they come from, and how are they treated here?
Most they come from Croatia and from Bosnia. That means that most Croatian people and Muslims are here, and as I know, 1% of refugees are Serbian. We have 3 centers which are all of them in kasarna, that means the houses from where the Yugoslav army went out when they leave Slovenia. They are treated, let's say, they are, in my opinion, they are treated not as they should be treated, because they are completely locked and they cannot go out from these centers where are they placed, you know. They cannot go to the shop, they cannot go nowhere, you know. And just today I heard that they have a lot of troubles because they are close together, let's say in one center a few thousand people. And can you imagine a few thousand people which are completely stressed because of the situation of their own country, you know, they left their families, they left all their life, in fact, in Sarajevo, Bosnia, I don't know from where, they are from different cities from Bosnia, you know. And they are now locked together and they see each other 24 hours, you know, and they now started to quarrel to each other because, of course, they cannot stand this situation, you know. And in fact, Slovenian people, I think that half of them, they are against refugees. They said that Slovenia is poor enough, you know, and that Slovenian people have enough troubles with the, ourselves. Let's say they say that we don't have enough money, you know, we are also unemployed. And how can we take then 63,000 refugees, how can we handle with them, who will give them money, etc., etc. But in my opinion, you know, you cannot treat them like, you know, ah, now they are here, we are poor enough in some, because...
But can they be integrated into society?
They cannot be integrated into society. In fact, they cannot be, because Slovenia, the whole Slovenia has 2 million people.
Yeah.
You know, that's one point of, and the other point is that all these refugees, they have to go back.
Yeah.
The government said that when the war will be over, they have to go back. You know, they are not for always here.
No.
Of course, some of them will stay here because most of the refugees, they are by private people.
Yeah.
By, I don't know, relatives, by friends, etc., etc.
Yeah.
And most of them, I think, they will stay in Slovenia because there's no place to go back, you know. All the Bosnia, almost all, is completely flat, you know. It's not buildings anymore, or there won't be buildings anymore if somebody won't do something, you know.
Thank you. Soyons la vérité que je suis le pouvoir. Le courage et la tendresse, la générosité, le sacrifice, par le progrès de nos triomphes.
Let's talk about the arts for a while. The first avant-garde group I've heard of from Slovenia was Laibach, and they told the world that they made Neue Slovenische Kunst. Was the Slovenian independence something they wanted to achieve? Was that their main aim?
No, I am sure not.
What was
it? Also, if they wanted to do that, I'm sure that now they don't want this anymore.
No.
No, no.
No. What do you think they were up to from the start? Because
it's
people
very hard
people call
to
them
to
fascist.
Say, because if I am completely, if I tell you completely, yeah. What they wanted to say is this. In fact, it's only what I can say, that they are not fascists,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want a totalitarian system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even although I know that most of the people, they think that they're, you know, fascist,
yeah.
and etc. etc. In one way, I think that they wanted just opposite.
Mm-hmm.
From this, you know,
yeah.
why they started with, let's say, such images and such manifests, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say. I don't know.
I think it was just a way to provoke the people.
Yeah.
In any way, I believe that when you say or do something as an artist, as a work of art, it's not the same if you do it as a politician,
yeah.
or it's if it intends to be some kind of political ideology.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's something different.
Yeah. So they were performing what other people are afraid
something
of.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And
at the first moments, I'm sure it was. More or less something to provoke Slovenian people at first moment,
yeah.
then Yugoslav people, because at this time when they started to behave or to look like Hitlerjugend,
yeah.
fascists and things like that, it was a shock for all society, everybody.
Yeah.
Not only in our territory.
Not
yeah.
only for the politics, it was only also for, let's say, for us, as you say, that critics and people that know them as musicians, they think that are fascist in, I don't know, in Holland and all around.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Have there been more avant-garde groups in the
In fact, yes, let's say yes, but not in such way as Laibach. We can say something about Burgesian, which is also quite a political group, you know,
yeah.
because they use also video clips during their performances or concerts, you know, and you can see Milosevic, you can see also fascistic march, you know, etc., etc. But you can also see Cicciolina in their video movements. And
yeah.
For example, it's they also fight bourgeoisie, fight against one how is it called, член.
A paragraph
in our law, it was 133 it was verbal delict, you know.
Yeah.
And it was quite a great movement, I think 86, 87. In 86, 87, because we have had a lot of verbal delinquents which should be arrested, you know, and we fight for them and we fight against verbal delict. And in
what was it exactly? To writing things you're not allowed to write, or
Not only write, also to say.
To say.
Yeah, then. To say, to write things which are against the republic, the politic, you know, the government.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't say nothing.
Yes.
In fact, you can say only, oh, the best government, and then you are cool. And if you say, well, perhaps our government is not cool because of blah blah, then you can be arrested and also put into the jail.
Yeah.
Into
you
the
could
prison.
Also go to jail because you were, I don't know, some evening you were drunk somewhere and you were telling to someone you don't know some political joke.
Oh, yeah.
And he was from the secret police.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could also be punished.
Yeah, it
not
was
for
one
20
example.
Years, but
Yeah, something like that. And they also fight against that, and they make one record with such theme, you know.
Yeah.
Theme.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's important. And you mentioned the name Milosevic. Is he a dangerous man?
Yeah, very, 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 very dangerous. I think that he is the most dangerous person nowadays here in Europe.
Yeah. Did he start?
But
it all?
Also Tudjman is quite dangerous.
Yeah.
He's a president of Croatia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who started the aggression?
Of course, Milosevic. Because 5 years ago, you know.
Yeah.
When nobody was, it should, because I don't that name, it's symptomatic for Serbian people, you know. All the time they're talking about their...
It's national paranoia, right? But
something like that, you know. You have paranoia from everyone,
yeah.
You know. No, it's not xenophobia, it's not. Xenophobia is not so large. Milosevic, he started 5 years ago, I think five, maybe six, 7 years ago.
Mm.
And he started with such a politics that all the Serbian were paranoid, you know, that all the other nation, they want to pull everything for Serbian, that Serbian have to work for everybody, we Serbian have to wake up and fight against that everybody fucked us, you know. He started with this, in fact. No? And he really is charismatic person, because I cannot imagine that with such a shit can, I don't know how many million people, how many people are Serbian, you know, in Serbia. But I can tell you that nobody, also my friends, which I think that they are not completely stupid, but 5 years ago, you know, all my friends, they said, yeah, Milosevic is quite good, you know, we Serbian are really a little bit, not so much as he said, but we are really a little bit pushed by the others, you know. Can you see Kosovo is not from Albanian, it's from us, but there are so many Albanian people there and we have to rule Kosovo and blah blah blah, you know. And really all the people who also have a little bit brains, they were not against Milosevic, you know. And then, let's say, when President Tudjman, 2 years ago, he became a president, then he started with, now we Croatian, we have to push the Serbian from our territory, they don't need any rights, we are only Croatian, you know. And then the great crash started, because the Serbian were paranoid, the Croatian, they make them paranoid, you know, yes. in real life, because yeah. they make such some stupid things, you know,
yeah.
and then the war started, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, the great shit started 81 in Kosovo, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
It was one
yeah.
kind of beginning of
yeah.
this shit here now.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's now some opposition to Milosevic politics.
Yeah, it is Vuk Drašković.
Yeah.
That's one person who was 10 years ago when Milosevic, okay, he was
mm.
existing,
mm.
yeah, he was alive. But nobody know for Milosevic, but Vuk Drašković is one of the greatest nationalists,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And he is one, in fact, who started, but he didn't have so much power as Milosevic on the top, you know, of the government.
Yes. Less charisma.
Yeah, yeah, and much, much less charisma. And now it is so that this opposition, now it is a positive, you know, because he's in
mm.
position, yeah,
mm.
okay, yeah. But in other way, he's also a great nationalist,
yes.
you know.
So
great, great nationalist.
Not a big improvement to
Milosevic. Not a great improvement. And now they have a new president,
yes.
Dobrica Čošić.
Yeah.
He's a writer,
mm-hmm.
quite well-known writer. And he's one of the greatest nationalists also.
Yeah,
he's also the ideological father of everything Milosevic did, because he
yeah.
was
hmm.
the one of the few respected members of some scientific academic group of
mm-hmm.
Serbian people that wrote their demands and what should be done for the good of Serbia, and what Milosevic took as his milestone
yeah.
book, let's say.
Yeah, yeah. But now he's telling that he wants more liberal solutions, and he doesn't want to tell this. Yeah.
Because Milosevic is saying that the only thing he aims for is democracy.
Mm.
yeah.
yeah.
That's
freedom,
true.
Freedom, democracy, and
yeah.
human rights, and so
yeah.
rhetoric.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Mm,
2 days ago I saw him on television, and he said, yes, of course, we all need democracy, liberty, you know, yes,
mm.
It was so,
mm.
it was not funny to,
mm.
to listen to him, in fact,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And now a lot of my friends, friends from Serbia, which said 5 years ago, yes, we need one Milosevic, we are really a little bit pushed and blah blah. Now they said, yeah, but Milosevic is really a little bit too much.
Mm.
We don't want him anymore. Then I say, 5 years ago I told you, okay, he will push you into the war. And they say, no, it won't be war. You know,
yeah.
but in fact, I realized with these my friends that they are a little bit afraid for their own lives, you know,
mm.
because America said now that they will, I don't know what will they do, but they started, you know, with training for army, etc.,
yeah.
etc. And this meaning again, this against Milosevic, let's say, my friends, which I thought that they are not stupid,
mm.
but I don't know all the time if it's true or not.
Yeah.
Now they said, yeah, Milosevic, he is not good, but they say it, I think, because they were, they wanted to pick them to army, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they are afraid for their lives, but
yeah.
Earlier they were not afraid for others' life, you know.
Yeah. Now we have the situation in Bosnia, which is perhaps impossible to resolve ever, because Bosnia is really not a state at all, but there's a part Serbian and there's a part Croatian, and there's a third part with Muslims, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it will never be accepted that Bosnia will be one independent state.
Yeah, in fact, Bosnia is now in Muslim. In one way, it is because United Nations and the other republic, they recognize, how is it called, Sprejel. Accepted, not they accepted Bosnia as a normal state, you know. In one way it is, but in other way Bosnia cannot stand in these borders because it's impossible. The Serbian and the Croatian cannot live together anymore because it was so much, you know, mess. It was so much massacres. It was really so, so much bad. Mislim, such a war, you know, Lebanon. It was nothing in comparison with the war in Bosnia.
Yeah.
Every day, you know, I look the television and I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
It's really disgusting. It's awful. It's too.
Niet iedereen in Slovenië denkt zo politiek bewust over de huidige toestand in het vroegere Joegoslavië na als Monika. Het nationalisme tiert welig. De populairste vorm van amusement is op dit moment de Balkanparty. Nog populairder dan bij ons de houseparty. Balkanorkestjes, een hapje van het een en ander en veel Slivovic en Rakia. Wie door een heel andere oorzaak dan de Balkanfeestganger beneveld en niet genuanceerd over de politieke toestand nadenkt, is de vluchteling uit Bosnië. Het Engels van Branko Trinic uit Sarajevo is niet perfect, maar zijn emoties laten zich des te gemakkelijker vertalen. Next to me is Marco, and you're from Sarajevo.
Yes.
And you're a refugee from the war.
Yes.
Can you tell us something about the situation when you left?
My opinion is that is a war between extreme Serbian people and people on the other side. On the other side are Croatian people, Muslims, and Serbian people who are not on the same page of the biggest part of Serbian people in Bosnia, and I think that will be a long war because of reasons are in Serbia, you know, in President Milosevic, Slobodan, Serbian part, extreme Serbian part, is very, very poison on in political ways and in the ways to see the world, because of media are very poison that people.
What do you think is the reason why Serbia is so aggressive? What's behind it all?
My thinking in that way is Serbia is aggressive because Serbia is a loser.
Mm-hmm.
From socialism to democratic way.
Yeah.
I think it's important in a system.
Serbia is a loser, and they want to other nations in that kind they destroy all the culture and all the
special type of microphone for
whatever they see they want to destroy because they are losers in that that kind of politics
who is die, you know.
Socialism is dying in our country.
Yeah.
Nice country.
So, yeah. What has changed in Bosnia in between people, in the relations between people?
I think Bosnian people, real Bosnian people, will never going to change to real human people from the other side, they will going to change on that extreme part of Serbian people.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a change for which is not good.
No,
I think it's not good. That is a revenge and.
You're serving yourself, but you don't feel you don't feel yourself to be a part of this Serbian aggressive movement.
I'm serving myself, and I'm very very ashamed to be a Serb because I never expected from Serbian people to going on that dirty way to have their finish lines, you know. That way, I never expected something like that.
No,
and I'm very very ashamed to be a part of serving people.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You want to be a professional cyclist, and you try to be one in Bosnia, and then you stopped because you felt not able to continue what you were doing.
Yes.
How was it?
My dream is to be a professional cycling and to be a part of professional cycling world.
Yeah.
And I was a bicyclist in my country before that world, and I was in all of parts in ex-Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
And I stopped that because of political situation and because start of war and everything is go down and that is all about my
Now you're going to England first, and
yes, I'm from Slovenia. I'm now I'm in Slovenia. To my cousin.
Yeah.
And I'm going to England, to London, to make some money. And after England, I'm going to Sweden. And I think I'm going to continue my cycling.
That
is all.
Yeah. And then maybe one day you can go back to Free Bosnia?
Maybe.
No, if you don't.
I have good feelings about Bosnia and Bosnian people, and I support them in war, but I'm not a military type. I didn't make that war, and I don't want to be a part of it, but maybe someday I will return.
I hope so. Thank you.
Dieser Zustand ist nicht tanzbar. Ich schlage Wurzeln und das nicht aus Verlegenheit, sondern aus Angst davor. Das ist, weil es immer so war, so bleibt und dich und mich irgendwann wegpustet. Weil die Welt pulsiert nicht, sondern schlägt nur eine einzige einsame Furche in sich. Ich höre nicht hin, weil ich nicht länger kann und denk an dich und daran, dass doch alles gesagt und nach allem gefragt worden ist. Oder nicht? In einer Zyankali-Laune sitze ich dann vom Telefon und staune, dass niemand anruft, um mich zu retten. Und wenn wer spricht, möchte ich wetten, dass alles nur Selbstgespräch ist. Was ist anders, wenn du bei mir bist? Etwas ist anders, wenn du bei mir bist. Was ist anders, wenn du bei mir bist?
Jaar vrije radio. Dit is Radio Sleep Out. Dinsdag en woensdag van 6 tot 8. 101.8 op de kabel.
Naast mij nu mijn vaste medewerker van Radio Mondain Den Haag. De technicus was al halverwege het programma gekomen en nu komt onze columnist zelfs aan het eind. Eind goed, al goed, zullen we maar zeggen. Trouwens, na Frank Woods hebben we nog een bonus. Maar dat vertel ik straks pas. Er wordt erg aandachtig naar dit onderdeel geluisterd, heb ik begrepen, Frank.
Ja, er zijn buiten heel veel mensen, maar volgens mij heeft niemand dat gehoord. Maar daar kan ik wel wat voor verzinnen. Moet je opletten, al die mensen hier nou dus niet die tentoonstelling meer zitten te kijken, maar gewoon met zichzelf bij. Moet je horen. Poeh! Dat helpt altijd wel als je gewoon een beetje bezig nog hier. Zie ik, ze kijken nu allemaal.
Opeens aandacht, dat is inderdaad fantastisch. Nee, ik wou je ook vertellen, ik had zelf een beetje moeite met de tune. Nou blijkt er eigenlijk al achter mijn rug een tune gemaakt te zijn, maar toen ik gevraagd werd om dit programma te maken, toen dacht ik van ik moet zelf eigenlijk een tune meenemen voor Radio Sleep Out. En toen heb ik van dezelfde LP waar ik ook de tune van Radio Mondain Den Haag van af heb gehaald, heb ik een nummertje gevonden wat wel erg geschikt was voor de Radio Sleep Out tune. Maar ik kan zelf helemaal niet zingen.
Dus dat is, op een bepaald moment zit er een stukje in waar iets meegepiept of geschreeuwd moet worden. En dan zeggen ze wipe out, maar dan wou ik dus eigenlijk sleep out zeggen. Ja. Dus dan wou ik aan Peet vragen of hij er eerst eventjes voor wou draaien. Je bent nogal goed in timing, heb ik ook begrepen. Dus als jij even probeert te onthouden waar dat wipe out zit.
Nou, dat hoeft niet hoor. Ik kan alles gewoon rechtstreeks oppikken. Okay. Dat is geen enkel probleem.
Okay, nou, Peet?
Dat lukt wel.
Dat is professioneel werk, hè Peet? Wat is je hebben meegemaakt zo, die timing? Dat is echt niet voorbereid. Ja, je zit te kijken zo'n diep beloofd. We draaien dit prettig klinkende nummertje even uit. En dan... Ja, nou weet je het wel, hè? Overmoedig geworden weer. Dankjewel Frank Hoets, tot het Radio Mond in Den Haag programma wat we hier over een tijdje gaan maken.
Succes nog met dit programma.
Ja. En na dit nummer, Wipeout van de Safaris, gaan we over naar de slotact. En dat is alweer een van mijn favoriete kunstenaars. Het kan niet op, Eddie Kagi uit Amsterdam, van het Waterloopplein. Wipeout. En we gaan datzelfde doen met dit programma. Nadat we eerst nog een korte voordracht hebben gehoord van Eddie Kagi. Ik waarschuw de luisteraars er alvast voor dat nadat Eddie Kagi heeft voorgedragen het ook echt afgelopen is. Dan zegt Eddie niks meer en ik zeg niks meer. Dat is misschien een beetje eng, maar het is wel de beste manier denk ik om een programma te beëindigen. Maar voordat Eddie gaat voordragen wilde ik hem nog wel even een vraag stellen. Eddie, jij bent een typische performance kunstenaar. Jij hoeft niet zo nodig te publiceren, maar jij vindt voordragen eigenlijk het belangrijkste.
Ja, dat klopt ja. Dat is de grootste motivatie.
En je hebt ook geen enkel bezwaar om in bizarre omstandigheden voor te dragen zoals deze hier?
Nee hoor, nee. Hoe bizarder, hoe spannender.
Ja. Wat is de op één na bizarste situatie waarin je hebt opgetreden, dus bijna zo bizar als deze?
Dat is afgelopen winter geweest. Dat was op een middag in een buurthuis voor oudere dames. Dat was ook heel leuk.
Ja. Ja. Dankjewel, dat is duidelijk. Nou, dan is dit het einde van het eerste reguliere Sleep Out programma. En we kunnen denk ik niet beter eindigen dan met een voordracht van Eddie Kagi. Eddie, het woord is aan jou.
Hé hey Marleen, jij speelt de hoofdrol in mijn droom. Daar zie ik je weer lopen, aan het begin van de Overtoom. Gisteravond in het buurtcafé, de woorden van Tom Waits vertolkten mijn gemoed. Ik zat alleen te drinken, maar jij stroomde door mijn bloed. Je steeg uit mijn bol en ik steeg met je mee. Zigzaggend liep ik terug naar huis na sluitingstijd. Ik voelde me verlaten, want ik was je even kwijt. Je had jezelf verstopt in mijn laatste sigaret. En in de rookwolk uit mijn mond verscheen weer jouw portret. Hé hey Marleen, jouw mooie naam mijn stopwoord. Ik blijf steeds van je dromen, al duurt de nacht zo kort. Toen ik vanochtend wakker werd, wist ik hoe laat het was. Jij lag er al te bruisen, bij de tabletten in het glas. Ja Marleen, zelfs door mijn houten kop vind jij een weg naar binnen. Jij warme zonnestraal, jij eenzaam aan de top. Jij parel van de nacht, jij mooie zomerdag. Jij geeft de stad allure, jij houdt mij op de been. Met stoute schoenen aan, loop ik je achterna. In een eindeloze droom, naar het einde van de Overtoom.
Dat was Eddie Kagi en de opname van Eddie Kagi, net zoals die met Frank Woods, waren gemaakt tijdens de openingsdag van de Sleep In tentoonstelling, vorige week donderdag. Daarvoor hoorden we een nummer van de Hamburgse groep Bloemfeld en daarvoor hoorden we een reportage die gemaakt is in Slovenië enige tijd geleden. Dit was het eerste uur van Radio Sleepout 6. Straks komen we terug met een uur over Radio Mokum.
Patleer.
Zer lak nu halak neer lana
ਜਾਈ ਦੁਹਾਈ ਸਾਰੇ ਆਉਣਾ ਕਰੋ।
Radio Sleep Out op de 101.8. Nog een geweldig houseje uit India.
Oh,